Today's Shira Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Samach Zayin Omud Beis. And we're in the middle of Simen Lamed Tes, and we were discussing the first Sif, where the Mechaber told us yesterday, began to tell us who is exempt from writing tefillin, because they're not included in the mitzvah Ukshar Tom, therefore they can't be included in the mitzvah Uksaf Tom. So we went through yesterday an Eved, an Isha, a Koton, Afilu Higia L'chinuch, a Kusi, and we continue now at the very top of Samach Zayin Omud Beis. The other listed people in this Sif that the Mechaber says are exempt and not allowed to go and write tefillin include O Mumar La'avodas Gilulim, a person who is, unfortunately, a Jewish person who is a heretic. He has become a Avodah Zarinik. He is a person who observes or worships Avodas Kochavim. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Vav explains the Bezeh, by doing this horrible action, Hu Kimumar L'chol HaTorah. He is equivalent to a person who is essentially a heretic for the entire Torah. The Hu Adin, furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, similarly, Imhu Mumar L'chalo Shabbos V'Fahesya, a person who publicly desecrates intentionally on purpose Shabbos. He's a Mechalo Shabbos. So such a person also would be forbidden to write tefillin. Because even though it's only one sin, he may be otherwise an observant Jew, as surprising as that may be. If a person is a mummer, he's a heretic for Avodas Kochavim, or he's a heretic for Chilul Shabbos, so then that person is considered as if he's keneged kol haTorah kula, and he's not included then in Uchsav Tom. He can't be writing tefillin. Dirshu footnote number 6 points out, Vim eino mechalel es haShabbos b'frikasol. He's not desecrating the Shabbos as a tzelahachesnik, as a person who's demonstrating, "I hate you, God." Rachmana litzlan. El rak b'meisha toa. He's mistaken. He doesn't know better. V'choshev shemut lasos kein. He doesn't have a firm background. He doesn't understand what it means to be shomer Shabbos, and he thinks there's a nice idea that Jews rest on Shabbos, but it doesn't mean you can't turn on the lights. It doesn't mean you can't watch television. It doesn't mean you can't go in your car. That's resting. So this person is Nebuch, he's Mechal Shabbos b'farhesia publicly, but he's not doing it as a tzilahachasnik, so the Bir Halacha later on is pointing out, Mistaver she'enu nechshav k'mumar, this person isn't a heretic. He's a Mechal Shabbos, but he's not a heretic. He's not a mumar l'chal Shabbos, and therefore, technically, as we'll see, he doesn't fit into this category of somebody who is forbidden a tefillin. Earlier in the footnote, the illustrations are given for a person who might not fit into this description of being a mumar l'chal Shabbos. For example, he is publicly desecrating Shabbos, and he even knows better, but if he sees a Rav coming by, he would stop what he's doing. He would be embarrassed to be mechal Shabbos in front of such an Adam Gadol. Or, in other situations, where he's Nebuch doing it for financial gain, he has to keep his store open because he's impoverished, and he thinks, mistakenly so, that this will increase his wealth in this world. So therefore, these people also aren't called a mumar l'chal Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah then continues and says, however, avolim hu mumar l'shar averos, if a person is a mumar for other individual single averos, kaimalon de mumar l'dover echad lo havi mumar l'chol haTorah kula, with the exception of Shabbos and avodas kochavim, a person is a mumar for doing one specific other avera. That doesn't mean that he's totally an apostate Jew, and therefore he would be technically not considered in this category of being forbidden to write Sifrei Torah, Tefillin, or Mezuzahs. However, the Mishnah Berurah qualifies this and says, Levad in Mo'osel L'Hachis. However, if he's doing this Tzilahachis, he's doing this over here with the intention, I'll show you God, Rachmana Litzlan, if a person has that type of an approach, I'm going to eat this sandwich over here that's treif, even though there's a perfectly edible, just as tasty kosher sandwich nearby. And it's not that he's starving, but he says, I'm going to bedafka go and eat this treifa sandwich, lahakas, to get you angry at Kodesh Baruch Hu. The bazeh, in that situation, even if that's only the one sin that he does, apilu dover echad dino kikusi, then this person is considered like an apostate, like a kusi over here, and as is pointed out in Din and Yerideya, in Simon Beis. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'yesh machmir yoseh, there are others that are even more machmir than this, the Tzarech Geniza. If this person, who is this mumar l'haches, were to write something, there are those that say that he would actually have to go and hide, or in Dishu footnote 7, he brings down for the Morgan Avram, that it would really require sreifa, and Shona Halachos brings down that this is probably an error in the Mishnah Berurah over here in the editing, and it should be sreifa, burning it, rather than Geniza, hiding it away, because this is a parchment, the tefillin or mezuzah that was written is not kosher, and it has to be burnt because it may be mistakenly used. Now, all of this, the Mishnah Berurah says, Chose im humumer l'shar averus. This is true if he's a mumer for other averus. We still allow him to write tefillin, technically at least. B'di'evid, they're not burnt. They're technically okay if he's only a mumer l'teyavon. However, if he's a mumer l'hachas for even one thing, then you have to burn it. However, if he's a mumer l'tefillin, so then, ain't no meniach tefillin. This person's sin is that I don't put on tefillin. Even though he's not doing it l'hachas, but he just doesn't put on tefillin. He doesn't believe in these straps and boxes. He's not doing it to anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He just says, I don't have the time for this. I don't believe in this. Then he's puzzled. Then he can't write tefillin. Desu eino bakshira, because he's not a person who's involved in kukshartam. Therefore, he can't be uchsaptam. The Mishnah Berurah qualifies this as well. Levadim hayalazer rak mumel teyavon. However, if he's only doing this because he has certain desires, for example, gon shaholach achar asakov, he's too busy to put on tefillin. So then, technically, adayin hu bechlal bar kashira. He hasn't been removed from this din of tefillin. He's not really a mumer l'tefillin. He's too busy with his work and he doesn't have time to put on tefillin. But that's not called a mumer l'tefillin. I don't want to put on tefillin, and therefore, technically, he could write tefillin. The chol zehu liinyan di'evit. But as we pointed out, this is only after the fact. Would such a pair of tefillin be kosher? In all of these situations, we shouldn't let such a person write sefer Torah, tefillin, or mezuzos. Because there are opinions that's brought down by the Magen Avraham in the name of Tosos, that a person who is even just a mumel teyavon, and he can't help himself because of his desires, such a person is also possible to write tefillin. In Dirshu footnote 8, he brings down that the Chazon Ish disagrees with this, and he writes that a mumer l'teyavon is kosher l'chsiva stam afilu me'eno miniach tefillin, and even if he doesn't put on tefillin himself, as long as he's only doing it l'teyavon, he's just too busy in the mornings, he has too many other things that he has to do, but not l'chachas, so then he could technically at least b'di'evid write tefillin. Mishnah Berurah points out as well, v'afilu b'acherim omdin al-gabo v'omen lo shichtu l'shma, even if other people are standing over him and telling him to do it l'shma, if he is in this category, according to the Machmirim, the Magen Avraham, who brought it down in the name of Tosos, this wouldn't be acceptable. And then the Mishnah Berurah tells you to look in the Bir Halacha, where he points out, mikol makom kvar parku me'aleinu ol, v'inu namina b'mitzvos, u'mikri she'enu b'kshira. He says, if a person goes and doesn't put on tefillin, he's basically saying, I don't believe in this tefillin, so then he's not called somebody who's involved in ukshartam, and this is the reason he shouldn't write tefillin. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, in the name of the Prima Godim, Dafilu hu mumel l'chalo Shabbos b'fahesya b'yisad d'rabbanon. If a person is mechalo Shabbos, but not on a daraisa level, but he publicly is mechalo Shabbos on an yisad d'rabbanon level, Kigon, muktzah, or hotzah, lecharmelis, if he touches or moves things that are muktzah, or he carries within a public domain that has the status of a karmelis and not a real rishos harabim, so yesh lahachmir al kopon l'chatchila shalol l'nichol l'chtov stam. Such a person as well should certainly not write stam l'chatchila. And even b'di'evit, tzorech iyun, whether they're kosher or not, whether you have to burn them or not, but certainly such a person shouldn't be writing tefillin. The Yishu footnote number 9 brings down later on in Simon Shin Pei He that there are achronim who say that a person can't become a mumer via violating an issa d'rabbanon, even if it's chol Shabbos. And this is in fact the opinion of the Chazon Ish as well. Shebi Yisurei Shabbos d'rabbanon eino naaseh mumer. Go back to the Mechaber who says the next on the list is somebody who is a moser, or moser l'anosin. If somebody hands over people, he's a tattletale, he hands them over to the authorities, so also psulim. He's also amongst the other psulim over here that is not allowed to write tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Zayin explains, he says, Ayin in the Ber Hetev, go look in the Ber Hetev, and the Ber Hetev says, O Mosor La'anus, Afilu L'Teyavon Posol. If a person hands over other people to the authorities, even if he's doing this for his own personal gain, not Tzilahachas, but maybe he gets a reward by handing him over, or he's trying to curry favor with the authorities, so this is somebody who is not permitted to write tefillin. And the Mishnah Berurah adds, Dafilu b'teyavin bavad, even if he's only doing it for his own personal gain, for his own desires, and not because it's silahachas, afilu pamechos, this is true even if he only did it one time. The Chari Tshuva over here brings down from the Get Pashut, and he adds, Shekosav shemish omar elech v'emso, if a person says, I will go and hand somebody over to the authorities, tefillin that he's already written, or kosher b'dieved u'bishas hatchak. Only once he's actually handed over the person does this din apply. Then we go back to the Mechaber, who finally says inside what I've been saying outside now for yesterday's share and today's share. The reason for all of these people being possible is Mishum Dechsev Ukshartam Uksavtam. The Pasuk says, Kol She'eno Bikshira O Eino Ma'amin Ba Eino Bikshiva. Somebody has to be in it to win it, as they say. If you write tefillin, you have to be a person who is obligated to put them on, and in fact does put them on, and believe that they should be put on. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Ches explains, Eved, Isha, Vikusi, Eino Muzer Alek Shira. An Eved, an Isha, or a Kusi aren't obligated to put on tefillin. Katan Avshigil Chinuch, Midirabbanim Biyamu. He's only obligated on a Dirabbanim level, if at all. And then he tells us to look in the Bir Halacha. And the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha explains from the Taz, Lefi Sheyesh Ba'asiyosin Shin, because there is an obligation to make the shin on the tefillin, on the Shorosh, Lefikach Pasul Chol Asios. If you can't do that, because you're exempt from doing that, so then you can't do anything else in the tefillin as well. He then brings down the Prima Gadim, who holds that this making of the shin is a Daraisa, and while the others are all Durabbanan, if you can't do this, so then you can't fulfill the mitzvah properly, and you're not allowed to write it. Back to the Mishnah Berurah himself, where he writes, Uchol Elu Lo Mahani Afilu Gadol Omid Al Gabo. Even if an adult male, a Jewish person who's obligated, is standing over the Eved Isha or the Kusi to make sure that it's done Lishma, it's not good enough. Even though they wrote Eyush, you Lishma, that doesn't change that he's not involved in the Kusi or the Eved or the woman is not involved in Ukshartam, therefore they can't be involved in Uksavtam. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Kol Shepasul Akosvan, Pasul B'chol Tikun Asiyosan. If somebody is not permitted to write tefillin, the whole list that we just said in Sif Aleph, so then that person as well cannot go and make corrections on tefillin that are already written, or making any other correction in the tefillin that requires an obligated person to do it. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Tes explains, Umi shenikta yado hasmolus, if somebody is a amputee, unfortunately his upper left arm was cut off for some reason or in an accident, Aval pi she'eno bikshira, even though that person obviously can't put on the tefillin, nevertheless, yochol lichtol tefillin, that person still is permitted to go and write tefillin. Why is this? Because the Mishnah Berurah explains, the gavru bar chiyuvahu, he is a man who's obligated. Nu, ella, pumahu, dechoivle, he unfortunately can't do this because he is an amputee and doesn't have a left upper arm. Sivkot and Yud, the Mishnah Berurah explains that you're not allowed to do any tikkun that is required over here. The davko sha'osa ma'ase begufa tefillin. We're talking about doing something to the tefillin themselves. For example, kigon chipuy habatim utvirasan, the covering up of the boxes of the tefillin or the stitching them together. The kol shekin asiyas hashin bar habatim, and certainly making the shin and the shorosh. Oh, lagi eza os, or to go and correct any of the letters. The atahu pasul, which are right now in a pasul state, and only ayidei hagos or yuchshar, and by doing this correction, making kosher. So all of these things, you need a kosher person to do them. The zehu ksiva mamish, in this latter case where you're making the letter kosher, that's considered the writing of that letter. It's pasul right now, and you're making it kosher. So all of these have to be done by a person who's obligated in the mitzvah. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out, Avol Ibur HaKlaf, the tanning of the cloth, Einenu B'chlal Zeh, as we had discussed previously, the tanning process is not necessarily an obligation to do it Lishma, and it's Yotzei, even if it's not done Lishma, and therefore, V'kosha Ayideh Ovid Gilulim, V'kosha Ken Ayideh Isha, it would be permitted even to be tanned by a non-Jew, and therefore certainly a Jewish woman would be acceptable as well. He points out, Rakta Ovid Gilulim, but you know, she saw Omid Al-Gabo. If a guy were to do it, you do need to have a Jew standing over him, v'yirish yelishma, so that it should at least fulfill the obligation of lishma, which we discussed in Simon Lamed Beis, is l'chatchila. And the same thing would be v'uadin b'katan with a minor. Likewise, the darkening of the batim or the ritzuos, the blackening of them, v'yashcharas habatim or ritzuos, we discussed that also in Simon Lamed Gimel, where the Chofetz Chaim writes, shebirarnu sham dinam b'ezer shem yisbarach. We've already explained all of those dinim with God's help. And then he says, Ugriras Devik Shebenos Leos, and if you want to go and rub out some of the connectivity that is not supposed to be there between two letters, Lechatchila Yesh Lizar Shelo Lasos Hayadam, ideally, it shouldn't be done by a woman, a kusi, a non-Jewish person. However, B'dievet Ein Lahachmir, the Grira Lo Mikre Kesiva, because technically, this rubbing out is from two letters that are already formed, and they're just connected, so therefore, that's not technically considered Kesiva, and it would be acceptable, B'dievet. Dishu note number 15 goes into some of the specifics of this detail, depending on when they were connected, were they originally formed properly, only became connected after the fact, or were they never really done correctly, and they were connected even from the beginning, Ayin Shom. And all of these dinim as well were gone into great detail in Siman Lamed Beis in Sifkotin Pei. The Mishnah Berurah concludes and says, all of this is for tefillin, which have the obligation to be written kisidron, as we've discussed many, many times already, in the proper order. However, Aval Sefer Torah, which can be corrected out of order, im efshar ligror tzedad de haosios b'mokom shenogu v'lachzor l'chosvan, where you can go and erase the entire letter and go and rewrite a new one, and you don't have the problem of shelo kisidron, better to do that, yaseh, dezeh mikri l'chatchila, because now it can be done l'chatchila properly. Couple of other quick points before we end the shir. In the Bir Halacha, O Mumr Labodes Kilulim, he explains what is our definition of a Mumr Lahachis. He says, Ulahachis, Mikri Hecho de Hetera Visur Kameh, a person has an equal opportunity to have something, let's say, I gave the example before, of a kosher sandwich and a bacon sandwich. So both of them are in front of him, and Vishava Keteru, he leaves the kosher roast beef sandwich, which he likes just as much, and he takes the tray for bacon or a tray for roast beef sandwich, V'yochal Isur. So it's the exact same thing, and he intentionally takes the Isur, that's called a Mumr Lahachis. However, Avol Ameinu Makbid Livror HaHeter, he's not careful to go and take the Heter. Fulokeach Ben Abaviel, he takes the first sandwich that comes to him. Oh, Heter, oh, Yisur, he's not particular whether it's kosher or not kosher, so that's somebody that's not called a Mumr Lahachis, that's a person who's a Mumr LaTeyavon, and therefore he fits into that category rather than the Mumr Lahachis category. The Chazon Ish disagrees with this Mishnah Berurah in Dirshu footnote number 11. He says, this type of an individual would be considered a Mumr Lahachis and would be possible to write tefillin. The Halacha Berurah brings down a couple of other quick, interesting points. He says that if a person hands over a person to the authorities, even purely for monetary reasons and not to get him into jail or something like that, so he's also considered possible in this regard to write tefillin. He goes one step further and he says, if you go and have your case adjudicated in secular court as opposed to a Beis Din, that also qualifies, because there's a chiyuv to take it to a Jewish court, that also qualifies somebody as being possible to write tefillin or mezuzahs. He adds, this is true even their Jews that are running this secular court, unless they're doing it as a Beis Din, based upon the principles of the Torah, then that person also who takes it to such a court is possible to be a gopher to write tefillin and mezuzahs. That concludes today's shir.